we would like to say good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to say for the past few minutes, been entertained by the B.B. King Blues Band, directed by Mr. James Foley. How about a nice hand for Boogaloo? Thank you, and right here, ladies and gentlemen, without further deep, we'd like to bring it down front for the first and only time of the evening. So how about it, a nice warm welcome for the one and only, the King of the Blues, the exciting Mr. B.B. King.
Coming out to be with us this evening. We really appreciate it. The brief previous tune, we featured our guitarist.
He gives me guitar lessons nightly.
He's so good, I call him the Fabulous Warren. So would you give him a hand for me, please? The Fabulous Warren. Leon Warren guitar. Yes! I can't hear you, New York. Sing the blues. At my age, I have many reasons.
How old are you?
Many reasons. Give it to the lady in the chair. Thank you. Thank you very much. We featured our keyboard player, and he never let us down. He played beautifully, consistently. Ladies and gentlemen, James Toney at the keyboard. James Toney. I can't hear you, New York. This is a new one. This one the band and I put together 2-3 months ago. Band and I have been together, most of us have been together, up to 20 years. 14, 20 years.
We do a lot of recording, but most times it's live,
like on the stage.
But we decided,
thank you, it's not until Wednesday, but thank you. First, I'd like to say thank you again, ladies and gentlemen. The title of this tune, the CD is BB on the Bayou. And when we mention Bayou, normally we're thinking of southern Mississippi and northern Louisiana. So we were in Louisiana on the Bayou.
Title of the tune we're about to do is called I'll Survive. I want to thank God and you. Keeping me around 50 years, you've made me survive. Thank you. I often think that most of us that or do love, most of us think that we love stronger than our partners do. The male, you hear me?
I know I love her. She's not crazy about it.
I'll survive. If you've been in love, you know what I'm talking about.
And I think you might be able to enjoy the song a little bit more. Thank you very much.
You say you're leaving. You've shattered my dreams. My years of loving you end up today, it seems. Oh, I know it happened. I'm not surprised. But I'll survive. Your friends have shown you a much better way. My years of loving you ending today. I'll dry my eyes. I'm not surprised, but I'll survive. Go on. May God bless you. It was fun. While it was fun, baby, I hate to lose you. Because what is done is done. So go on, seek your fortune and fame, your good luck or your bad luck. Your friends must take the blame. I can't beg you no more, baby. I've got too much pride. But I'll survive. I said, I hate to lose you. It's all over. What is done is done. So go out, seek your fortune and fame, your good luck or your bad luck. Friends must take the blame. Can't beg you no more, baby. I've got too much pride, but I'll survive. I'll survive.
I'll survive. James Tony, keyboard, rhythm boy. James Tony. paying the cost to be the boss.
I heard a guy say the other night, man, I'm the boss of my house. That you can't do this.
Baby, what did you do? You said do what?
We men are never the boss. We think we are.
Paying the cost to be the boss is from my CD.
Deuces Wild. We did that one. Thank you.
Did that one with Rolling Stones. Tonight, this evening, I should say, we featured our trumpeter, James Bolden. Boogaloo. How about a little taste of Boogaloo? I can't hear good. Thank you so much. Thank you. We also featured our bass, Mighty Mike, Michael Doster, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. From time to time, we feature all of the members of the group. At this time, on this particular tune, we'd like to feature our young trumpeter, Stanley Abernathy. We also would like to feature our young saxophonist, can't find him. The young one that is. Oh, yeah, there he is. God's gift to women, men and Jackson, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. And this particular tune, it's titled, Darling, You Know I Love You. And this one, we'd like to dedicate to all of you, but especially to the ladies. I feel that it might be some ladies that's with us this evening that came out and didn't have anyone to bring with them. Then we feel it might be some ladies out this evening that didn't want to be bothered with the ones they do have and looking for somebody else to see. Whatever the case might be, during the duration of this song, you have our permission to walk the aisles. I said the aisles, not the stage. The aisles. Walk the aisles. And ladies, should you find that person that strikes your fancy, you have our permission to go ahead and kiss. By the way, I'd like to clear up a couple of things. Hello, thank you. I was much younger then, thank you. Yeah, she showed me when I was about 20 and almost. Thank you, babe. Thank you. His moms maybe used to say, yeah, it's those days, but these are better. Thank you. This is what Senor ought to do for you. Get a chair. Sit down. I'm 72 years old now, you see. Now they give me water juice mixed with a little. But they won't let me drink it till I get down. But it's all right. My agents keep telling me, they said, B, stop telling these beautiful ladies your age. You know you want to get married one day. Tell ladies you're 72 years old, they feel you may not be able to get back from stage to the hotel. But I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm 72 years old. If I could make it until the 16th, I believe that's Wednesday, I'd be 73.
Darling, you know I love you. I love you, baby. Happiness for myself. And I would love to be with you. Oh. I think of you every morning. every night. And I would love to be with you, baby. Always. One night began to fall. Cry alone, and I wish, baby, I could hold you in my arms tonight. Oh, darling, darling, you know I love you. I love you, baby, for myself, but you're gone.
Thank you.
the same. I don't need nobody to tell my troubles to. Hey, I don't need nobody to tell my troubles to. Cause I met you, baby. Do you feel like singing? All right, all right. All you people that brought somebody with you, you know, like that
special person with you, you know what I'm talking about.
Slide a little closer to yours.
But this time we're going to sing it.
The lines in the song go, since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed. And you say it two times. You got to keep a little of this in it, you know. Then you say, everybody tells me I'm not the same. Are you ready? Are you ready? Yeah. Since I met you, baby, my whole life have changed. Take your time. Hey, since I met you, baby, my whole life have changed. Everybody tells me I'm not the same. Everybody tells me that I'm not the same. I don't need nobody to tell my troubles to. Don't need to tell. Oh, say it like you mean it. Hey, I don't need nobody to tell. All right, is Ray Charles to sing it, children? Cause since I met you, baby, all I need is you. That's all right, that's all right. Now, gentlemen.
Yeah. Oh, sir, gentlemen!
Yeah. All right, all you gentlemen that came out and brought your lady with you, I want you to take your nose. Put it in her ear.
Not yet.
This dude already?
Not yet.
Gonzalez, so hold on, dude. I'll let you know when. Two, three guys sitting together, so, oh God, why don't we bring our lady with us? They're gonna share the beer now. That's all right. A few ladies said, my God, why did I bring him?
Now then, you ready? Yeah.
Let's do it. No, not yet. I hold him up a little bit. Take him to Hollywood. She likes it, though. She keeps looking at me. So stop stopping him. Now then, don't hum too loud, lady. Don't mess up her eardrums. You ready now?
Are you ready now?
Yeah! Let's do it. All right, let's do it. Boy, he couldn't wait.
That's all right. This dude over here is good too. Give the guys a big hand. They're good sports. Good sports. Give them a big hand. Now, ladies, I said, ladies.
Ladies, you always beat us singing anyway.
No.
Ladies always sing better than men.
I'm just saying that.
So you can sing in his ear, hum in his ear. That is, if you like, yell at him, sing in his face.
Think about all the things he did last week that he doesn't know about.
But you do.
I tried to tell you, but you wouldn't listen.
I'm going to help the ladies. He don't agree. Be cool, I see the state troopers out there. I ain't gonna credit yet.
Are you ready? Let's do it, ladies. Let's do it.
They're laughing.
I think they're laughing at me.
You give the ladies a big hand anyway. You good sports, ladies. Thank you. Thanks so much. Let's take it out. Everybody, since I met you, baby.
Since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed.
Hey, since I met you, baby, my whole
everybody tells me that I'm not the same.
That's all right. Thank you.
The thrill is gone.
had a great weekend. Great Saturday night. You wake up Sunday morning. You smell the aroma coming from the kitchen. And a few moments you see this beautiful person walking through the door. Then she smiles and looks at you. She said, "Baby, are you ready for your breakfast?" Like most meals, yeah. You love that. I say you love that. But you notice here lately, you wake up early Sunday morning. You think maybe you're waking up a little too early, so you cast your eyes over at her. Thinking maybe she's still asleep, but you notice that both eyes are wide open, looking up at the ceiling. So you want to be kind of cool, you say,
"Honey, are you going to fix breakfast this morning?"
You want breakfast, you better get up and get it yourself. The thrill is gone. I think I hit a nerve there. Somebody know what I'm talking about. If you're a female, have that great weekend. Usually on a Monday morning when he's leaving for work, he always give you that good kiss. Then a couple smooches. And then he said, "Babe, going to work now. Have a good day again." Then he slides out of the door. But you notice here lately, when you get ready to go to work, "I'm going to work, bam!" That's the door slamming behind him. The thrill is gone. I said the thrill is gone. So ain't but one thing to do, baby dear. Straighten him out. Straighten him out. I said straighten him out. You know how to straighten him out. Thrill is gone. Yes it is. Yes it is. I need your help right here. That's enough. I don't want to burn you out. I might need it again after a while. Thank you. Thank you. Say that came to see me are nothing but young people like yourself. Nothing but young people, young thinking people. I notice every day, not so. Notice every day I'm the oldest thing in the crowd, every day. Young people, you're very candid. You always speak what you think. I like that too.
too.
But I had a few young people to come up to me and say, B, why don't you play something funky?
Yeah.
Something whiskey. I'd have used words like that before I left my hometown of Indianola, Mississippi. My mother would have smacked me. But then I started thinking about it. I'm gonna shake my boogie. Have to groove to shake his boogie. Woke him up, baby, wake now. I started thinking about it. I said, you know, you hear that word on radio. You hear that word on TV. So I guess it's all right. I know one thing is good for people my age that exercise on. I went over to the Crusaders and my friend over there, Joe Sample, and I said, Joe? He said, yeah. I said, they tell me you play funky jazz. He said, yeah, B, we do play funky jazz. And then I said, what do you say? And this is what he said.
He didn't say all of that now, but
that's all right. So I went to another friend of mine named Will Jennings, a great songwriter, and I said, Will? He said, yeah. I said, I need me some lyrics to go with this groove we got here. This is what we came up with.
Thank you.
You do.
You see, you said something.
No, I can't stand too much. Take it easy. Man, my age can't take too much of that. Have to go see my doctor. Doctor with the little blue fields.
I think some of you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah! Oh, when you hit it like that, I like it. I like it like that! You know, that was a song once called I Like It Like That. Do you remember that? You remember that? Just for one time for me, say I like it like that. Not yet. When I count four, then you say it, all right? Can you hear me? Yeah. One, two, three, four, I like it. That's enough.
Baby, and you can bet on that.
If you saw the pitch of Blues Brothers 2000, then you would have heard us do this.
Rock me slow. so good. Give it one for me.
One more like that other one. I like it, dude. I like it.
Seems like you can do a little bit better than that.
Thank you.
so it's an honor, ladies and gentlemen, to work with my friend. Really, it's an honor just to call him my friend, the great Dr. John, ladies and gentlemen. I say quite often, if I could sing like Aaron Neville, I'd walk around every day, wouldn't speak to anyone, because I'd be busy singing to myself. A voice like that, I'd love just singing to me. Give them a big hand, Neville Brothers. Can't hear you. Thank you so much. Well, my man, they knock me out every day. At the keyboard, James Toney, want you to give him a little taste of me. James Toney! I can't hear you, New York! Thank you, man. Good call, the fabulous work. Leon Warren, guitar! Thank you, sir. To my far right, this young man has a senior in the group. Been with me 20 years. Shake your boogie song.
Thank you again for coming down to be with us.